Welcome to Our Daily Bread. I'm Arthur Jackson, and I hope you find today's reading encouraging. I titled it, When We Don't Understand. I don't understand His plan. I turned my whole life over to Him, and this happens. Such was the message of a son to his mother when his dream to succeed as a professional athlete was temporarily derailed. Who among us hasn't had some kind of unexpected, disappointing experience that sends our minds into overdrive with exclamations and questions? A family member cuts off communication without explanation. Health gains are reversed. A company relocates unexpectedly. A life-altering accident happens. Job 1-2 records a series of tragedies and setbacks in Job's life. Humanly speaking, if there was anyone who qualified for a life free from trouble, it was Job. Job 1 says, "This man was blameless and upright. He feared God and shunned evil." But life doesn't always work out the way we'd like it to. It didn't for Job, and it doesn't for us. When his wife counseled him to curse God and die, in chapter 2, verse 9, Job's words to her were wise, instructive, and fitting for us as well when things happen, big or small, that we'd rather not face. Shall we accept good from God and not trouble? In all this, Job did not sin in what he said. By God's strength, may our trust in and reverence for Him remain even when we can't understand how He's at work during life's difficult days. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Job chapter 2, verses 7 to 10. So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and afflicted Job with painful sores, from the soles of his feet to the crown of his head. Then Job took a piece of broken pottery and scraped himself with it as he sat among the ashes. His wife said to him, "Are you still maintaining your integrity? Curse God and die." He replied, "You're talking like a foolish woman. Shall we accept good from God and not trouble?" In all this, Job did not sin in what he said. Let's pray. Father, help us to never lose sight of You, even when things invade our lives that confuse us and discourage us. When questions come, help us to never resort to foolish accusations. May confessions of trust rise from my soul. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.